Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chaf Zayin, Nazir 27b, pagination is 54, halfway on the page, halfway on the line, Rava introduces a specific question, but we are going to study it simply as a statement rather than the ramifications of the question in the broader piece of the Gemara. So the statement is that Karbano, the word Karbano, his Karban, his sacrifice, is used three times in Vayikra Perek Dalid, and we're going to infer from that it has to be specifically his Karban to exclude three specific considerations. And they are, number one, Bekarbano hu yotze, with his Karban he can fulfill his obligation, ve'ena yotze bekarban aviv, and he cannot fulfill his obligation with the Karban of his father. Meaning, if his father had a Karban chatos designated, the animal was designated, and then the father died, and this son inherited an animal designated as a Karban Chatos. So one might think that now he owns a Karban that could be used as a Chatos. Let him proceed and do so. And we're being told that if it was designated for his father, he cannot use it. Yochel, I might think further, lo yetzi bekarbano shel aviv shehifrish min hakalo al hachamura o min hachamura al hakalo. If the level of offense of the chatos is not compatible with the level of offense that the son has to atone for, so then that karban chatos can't work for the son. Specifically, the Gemara is talking about the fact that a Karban Chatos could come either for a light offense, meaning an offense like eating non-kosher type of food, which does not incur the death penalty had it been done purposely. It's not a capital offense. So it's atoning for something that's considered light. A Karban Chatos, though, can also come for atonement of a very serious offense, such as a person who worshipped Avodah Zarah by mistake, whatever the mistake might be, but there's such a thing as a Karban Chatos in that case, even though, had it been done purposely, it would have been a capital offense. So, the Gemara says, I understand that he can't use his father's Karban Chatos, but I might think that that's because we're anticipating cases where the offense is not of the same genre, it's not the same category, level of offense, and therefore you can't use the father's. Ava yotze b'karban shefresh aviv min hakalo al hakalo o min hachamura al hachamura. But I would think that you could use the father's Karban Chatos now that it's in the hands of the son as an inheritance if it's a compatible type of offense. If the Chatos was designated for the light type of offense or for the heavy type of offense and it's compatible, it's the same type by the son, I would think you could do it. Talmud Lomar Karbano, Karbano, Bekarbano hu yotze ve'eni yotze bekarbano shel aviv. It says the word Karbano again, informing us that even such a case, you cannot use the Karban of somebody else. The Gemara continues, Yachol lo yetze b'karban aviv b'behemo shehifrish, afilu min hakala ala kala min hachamura ala chamura. I would think that when it's dealing with an animal, so you told me, you can't use the father's, and you can't use the father's even if it's compatible, light to light or heavy to heavy. Because you can't continue someone else's vow. But I would think that if money was designated by the father, that that's something that would be compatible. I might even want to allow from a serious to a light or a light to a serious because it's only money so far. Because there's such a case on money that's been designated to fulfill the obligation of Nazirus, but has not yet been designated for the actual carbon. Talmud Lomar Carbono. So it says, Carbono, Bekarbono hu yotzev einu yotzev bekarbon aviv. That's the function of the third time that it says carbon, informing you, even in a case of money, the money designated by the father for these carbonos is not going to be able to be used by the son to discharge his obligations of carbon chatos. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.